Pierce Carpenter and Rothman.
All right, we'll get to Paul Daner, who covers the Bengals, in just a second. Want to bring you up to date. We have a new quarterback situation, and it is Nick Foles, former Super Bowl champ, to the Chicago Bears. And it makes sense. A veteran guy who's been around, been to the top of the mountain. They're desperate to bring in somebody to compete with Mitchell Trubisky. I can't tell you right now whether he would actually win the job today. I don't know, but it's manageable, and it's $15 million. It's not guaranteed. I think this is a good move for the Bears to bring somebody like this in there. And the Jags, they're going to have to eat some dead money, but not as much as they would have. So maybe a little cap relief there, but we'll do the Foles v. Trubisky as we move forward. We bring on Paul Daner, covers the Bengals for The Athletic. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Paul, good afternoon.
What's going on?
Well, I'll take another chip off the board now that Foles is going to the Bears. Do you think that Andy Dalton, I mean, I don't know what market is out there for him. Give me maybe some options. Are we going to get to the point where since he just lets him go and cuts the cord?
I think with the Bears now off the board, which always felt like, you know, a real possible landing spot, and we know that they were having conversations, I think you start to wonder if that is where this thing ends. You know, because if you're talking about trading him, it would have to be for a team willing to take on, you know, essentially most, if not all, of his $17 million. And is that, you know, what a team like, is it New England? Really, you've got New England, you've got L.A. Chargers, you know, you've got Jacksonville maybe coming down there to compete with Gardner Minshew, Jay Gruden, former coordinator. You know, I don't know. There's not the landing spots are few and far between now. So yeah, I think that now all of a sudden does look like something that you have to consider. And will New England actually have significant interest in Andy Dalton enough to make some kind of a trade? I don't know.
And that's, I guess, how I look at this. You know, and I think people thought Cincinnati would be a little more active in free agency than what they've been. Is that a surprise to you at this point that maybe they haven't found a partner for Andy Dalton, and they haven't really been more aggressive at trying to, you know, solve some of their problems?
I would disagree. I mean, they were more active yesterday than they have ever been in their entire franchise history. They spent DJ Reader and Trey Wayne's two deals equaling $95 million. They have never spent really in free agency. The most money per average per year they'd ever given to any outside free agent was a contract back to Antonio Bryant back in 2010 for $7 million per. They gave a $13 million per and a $14 million per deal out yesterday. They have never done anything like this before. So they are more active in free agency this year than ever. So they, you know, in that respect, they have been, and they've cut. They've basically taken last year's class of signees that were a total bust and ditched them all. B.W. Webb, John Miller. We saw both of those guys let go today. Preston Brown was released mid-season last year. Those are probably the three main guys they signed, outside of also Bobby Hart, to throw that in there, who's still on the team, last season. And so ditching those guys for the first time pretty much in their history, spending actively outside of free agency, they're hitting the hard reset button pretty good. Now, there's still more work to be done, and certainly figuring out this Dalton thing is a part of that next big step. But yeah, I mean, they've been, by their standards, which is different than most, they've been extremely active.
I'm with you on Reader. I think that's a big deal. I mean, the defense was awful, especially against the run. That'll help. They're going to have a rookie quarterback, so you're going to have to lean on the defense maybe early on. Reader was a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominated guy, so he's going to be a good leader on and off the field. And so I guess I'd put it to you now, Paul, with adding Reader and certainly Wayne's had his moments with the Vikes at some time, but let me ask you about this defense right now. How impressed? I know they're going to have to address linebacker and all that, but how do you feel about this defense right now today?
Well, I mean, better, but they still were terrible last year. So, I mean, you're hoping that some consistency in the second year with the same coordinator and a lot of the guys that started to make some strides at the end of last year in the system can build on that. I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on last year's third-round pick at linebacker Jermaine Pratt, who's really the only guy. I mean, he wasn't very good, and then at the end of the year started to come on. I mean, they don't have anybody, and yet again, you know, they spent all year complaining about and being victimized by having absolutely no real linebackers, and they all come off the board. They're unable to land any of them here, and so what are you going to do? You're going to have to find some bargain choice to put in there next to Jermaine Pratt in the second year, draft somebody with the 33rd overall pick or something, where you end up now you have a rookie next to a guy in his second year. It just looks to be the same position group that's been a big problem for this defense, and really their Achilles heel is still out there as a problem. As much as Reader does help them up front, and I do think Waynes does give them some things that they didn't have last year on the outside, it's hard not to see that major hole and not see it as what's just a huge issue.
Is there any worry now about, you know, given the obviously the situation the country's in and the prospect of not having a normal off season of activities, at least with any realm of normalcy, to where it could be really condensed in the summer or maybe not exist at all, of how that could impact, you know, a rookie quarterback, you know, of a young left tackle that you're going to be starting in Jonah Williams, who hasn't played at all, and trying to integrate all of these pieces without the same timeline that you typically have throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, you're a rookie quarterback having to come in without an off-season program to, you know, to work to figure out an install is tough. I mean, you're going to be relying so much more on whatever they come up with for, you know, online classroom type of work or whatever, and one-on-one talks, you know, long sessions with Joe Burrow. But yeah, I mean, not being able to put them all out there is it puts you behind the eight ball when you have a new quarterback that's trying to build some sort of chemistry. But, you know, big picture, you deal with that and move on. It's sort of one of those things that, yeah, it's something you got to deal with, but you know, everybody in the league is going to be dealing with some version of that.
All right, Paul Daner with us, who covers the Bengals for The Athletic. We'll keep you for just another minute here. Do you think tagging A.J. Green was the right move?
Yeah, I mean, there's no other option. You can't let him walk. I mean, you want A.J. Green. At the very least in this scenario, you want A.J. Green to play for you next year with Joe Burrow. Now, whether they can get a long-term deal done by July 15th is another side of this more than likely. You know, they probably don't. The Bengals probably just want to get out there, give him this season for A.J. to go prove what his worth is, and for the Bengals to see him go play healthy. I mean, it's been a year and a half since he played. He's had two major injuries, hasn't played. They want to see what he looks like and see him out there healthy. They're willing to take a, you know, $18 million chance absolutely. But whether it's what that is beyond that, I don't know. But certainly you want him for this year when you have a rookie quarterback coming in.
Paul, great job, man. We appreciate your insight. Continue to be well, and we'll check back in with you. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Have a good one, guys.